code and five? Who wants to do code and five? 5 minutes for code? Oh, hell. Bring it, boy. Code and five.
What up? What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Code and Five. My name is Paul Abernathy, your host as always, and welcome to the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about 300.14. This is the length of free conductor at outlet junctions and switch points. Now, here's what the code says, and we'll kind of go into it a little bit more, but one thing I want to tell everybody up front is, you know, as an electrician, we need to have enough free conductor to work in these boxes. And that has become a huge issue when you're going back to do remodeling or service work, or and you open up that cover plate and you look inside of its junction box, and the conductors are so daggone short that there's not enough conductor to work with, much less to be able to pull off a device and put a new device on. So it becomes very difficult, and it just takes extra time, and other accidents can happen because, again, you're working with such a small space. So we have to have a certain amount of free conductor. Now, I will tell you that this not only applies to the ungrounded conductors and the grounded conductors, that would be the ungrounded, be the blacks, the reds, the blues, what have you, but also the ungrounded, which is the whites and the grays, or the any color other than green with three white or gray stripes, again, as allowed per the NEC. But this also applies to equipment grounding conductors. As it emerges from the cable sheathing or the raceway, depending on the box you're dealing with, you need to have free conductor, at least 6 inches. Now, of course, the code is going to also say that where the opening of an outlet junction or switch point is less than 8 inches in any direction, okay, up and down, left, right, diagonal, doesn't matter, that each conductor shall be long enough to extend also at least 3 inches outside of the opening. That is the front surface of the box, the opening of the box. Now, you still have to have the 6 inches, but in those boxes that are less than 8 inches in any dimension, you're going to have to make sure that the conductor does extend beyond the edge of the box at least 3 inches. Now, this is usually going to take care of itself. Okay, this is something that's already going to be inherent if you give yourself 6 inches and you're coming into like a single gang box, and you're not going to have a problem. I mean, like a two gang box, you're not going to have a problem. Now, when you have a box that's a three gang box and a four gang box, then you really only need the 6 inches as it emerges from the sheathing or from the raceway into the box, okay? That should give you enough room in that box to be able to do what you need to do and not have any issues. So let me read the code. It says 300.14, length of free conductor at outlets, junctions, and splice points, okay? Important. Right, so it is outlets, such as in outlet boxes, junctions, as such as in junction boxes, and switch points, which also could be within different types of cabinets. Again, you're going to have switch point, a junction point, or something that would constitute an outlet, then you need to have this free conductor length. So it says at least 6 inches of free conductor measured from the point in the box where it emerges from the raceway or cable sheathing shall be left at each outlet, junction, and switch point for splices or the connection of luminaires or devices where the opening to an outlet, junction, or switch point is less than 8 inches, okay? So less than 8 inches in any dimension. Each conductor shall be long enough to extend at least 3 inches outside of the opening, okay? So I kind of summarized at the beginning and kind of brought it around to the back end, is we just need to make sure that as we emerge into this box, and again, it's a box that might have a splice in there. It might have a junction being made in there. It could have a switch or a luminaire connecting to the outlet box, or you know, all those type of aspects. We need to make sure that we have free conductor. Critically important that we have that free conductor coming in. So hopefully you embrace it. Now, there is an exception to that rule. It says exception says conductors that are not spliced or terminated at the outlet junction or splice point should not be required to comply with 300.14. So they're just passing through. If you're not going to splice them, junction them, connect them, then it doesn't matter. They're passing through. Okay. So very important rule. Again, this does apply when it says free conductor. It very much applies to the equipment ground as well, guys. So don't snip those things off. Make sure you got enough conductor to work with. Till next time, stay safe. God bless.
Who wants to do coding 5? 5 minutes.